AM 910, WJCW, Carl and Ellick with you. And this time every Tuesday, we check in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
She has the handle on a CCRC retirement community. It is Asbury Place in Kingsport. The show is called Ask Asbury, and Asbury Place sponsors this portion of the program. So, Susie, I hope you had you and everyone else, I'm sure you did, at Asbury Place, had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Very nice. Thank you.
Looking forward to moving into the holidays?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
can't believe
boy.
Just 4 weeks, Dan.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Here we go. Here we go. So, with that as backdrop, I guess let's just ask, what's happening right now at Asbury Place?
So let me just kind of put a bug in everybody's ear, mm-hmm. the listeners' ear this morning. If today is Giving Tuesday, I would want to say don't forget to give to the Asbury Foundation.
Very good.
That is a very good foundation to give to with the Asbury Corporation. Those donations go into the Benevolent Care Fund, which Benevolent Care obviously covers costs at a time maybe where you've outlived your benefits and perhaps your money. So, you know, let me just tell your listeners, if you're thinking about doing something on Giving Tuesday, give to the Asbury Foundation. Call me direct, 423-830-8502, and I can give you the details and who to contact for that donation.
So, very much. Very good. We'll have that number again at the end of the show,
great.
Too.
So then, you know, I just want to say, you know, in this final four countdown, the last 4 weeks of 2022, you know, 2022 was a great year for Asbury Place at Kingsport because we came out of the pandemic. We didn't have to have as much. We followed all the rules.
Sure.
Let me just say that Asbury Place and the corporation will always follow the rules, and we will stay safe because safety is, you know, going to be our priority every single time. But we were able to relax a little bit, take a deep breath, have events that you could come and you know, not have to wear the masks, the shields, and all of the things that I feel like are kind of constraints at some point. But we were able to do our open houses. We were able to do our downsized real estate market. Our Bubbles and Blooms garden show was a huge success.
Yeah, I remember.
And then, of course, we went into the fall of the year with our classic car show and fall market. And then we had our VIP events as well. So I have to say, you know, to look back on the last 11 months and finishing up 2022, Asbury Place of Kingsport just really got right back where they left off pre-pandemic, and there's no stopping us.
There you go.
So, you know, when I think of the new year, and again, all of those events that are now regularly scheduled events, I want your listeners to, you know, continue to follow our website, which is asburyplacekingsport.org. And then also our Facebook page. I want to give a shout out to Julia Cox, who is our marketing coordinator, and she is on the show quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last year, she made a very specific effort to figure out how to get more followers on our social media. Well, she had gone to a corporate event a couple weeks ago, and Asbury Place at Kingsport had increased their following 65%.
Wow.
Because of Julia Cox.
Kudos.
So, you know, I absolutely kudos. I would never pass up an opportunity to brag on Julia. She makes us all look good. And, you know, I'm always just saying, you know, she makes us look good. And then, of course, the residents get to enjoy the greatness of Asbury Place at Kingsport. But so I just wanted to, you know, kind of give the listeners, even though this next 4 weeks of winding down is a good thing because we can all reflect and enjoy how great the year was, just, you know, get ready for 2023 because it's going to be just as good, if not better.
In going over your retro, some of the things you mentioned there that took place at Asbury Place, one thing that I thought was actually several different events was pretty neat, too, was inviting folks to come meet, say, the teachers, you know, or a specific group of people like that, too. So I thought that was a really great way to.
Yeah, and let me explain on that.
Yeah.
So what we do is we start out in May, and we have a Meet the Series.
Mm-hmm.
So we started in May meeting the mothers.
Right.
And we have a special program from them on our social hour on Thursday evening. And then we had Meet the Fathers in June.
Right, Father's
Meet
Day.
The Veterans in July. And then we finished that series in August with Meet the Teachers.
Right.
We've just found so many creative ways to, you know, highlight our residents, their careers, their history and legacy, and what they bring to the table. Because even though Asbury Place at Kingsport is a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community, and we bring a lot to, you know, those who are aging in place, I sometimes think it's nowhere near as much as what they bring to us,
mm-hmm.
so that we can, you know, build on their ideas, enhance their lifestyle, and truly, you know, be the organization, the neighborhood, and the community that they've come to love and enjoy.
And the time that you've had some residents from Asbury Place come over and share their experiences,
right.
and their lives with us, too, has really been instructive and just goes to that same thing.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah, so, and that was, to me, seemed like a good way today to kind of just, you know, as we say goodbye to November and we enter December, you know, I want your listeners to truly understand, again, and I still hear this in the community, I hear it with people who come in and are learning during their research and discovery process, well, I don't think it's for me yet. Well, that word yet mm-hmm. will get you, because everything is for you. Don't wait until yet. Wait until, I should have done this sooner. Or, yeah, there is definitely a place for you on this campus. Look at how do you want your life to play out? How do you want your planning stage to actually play out to where it is a benefit for everyone involved,
right.
your spouse, your family, your loved ones. How do you want that to play out? And put that plan in place now so that you don't look back and do the regret and think, I'm still not ready yet.
As we've said before, you know, plan your life so you can live your plan.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's and it's such a rule of thumb that really works so well at Asbury Place in Kingsport. Thinking Out Loud, of course, with Susie Cloyd right now. And, you know, as you've already laid out, of course, what happened in 2022, and I know that plans are probably pretty much in concrete for what's going to be happening in 2023 because you folks plan well.
Yes. And, you know, we've made great partnerships with the Kingsport Rod and Gun Club. Now we have this partnership that we know the second Wednesday of every September is going to be our fall market
sure.
and car show.
Mm-hmm.
We know the second Wednesday in May, our Bubbles and Blooms garden show mm-hmm. will take place with Earl Hawken, the master gardener for
right.
UT Extension.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we already know what it looks like. Now what we need to do is just make sure listeners, followers, prospects, interested parties just, you know, come and see what it's like. 9 times out of 10, Carl, I can tell you this. If a prospect came to an event and they were able to spend time with a resident and talk about lifestyle, how did you do it, how did you make it happen, and they leave that event with a deposit at Asbury Place in Kingsport for the wait list,
mm-hmm.
that's how I mark success. Because I know,
yeah.
you know, I didn't sell it.
Right.
You know, we didn't sell it. It was residents helping them better understand, here's what life really looks like here,
mm-hmm.
and you're missing out if you don't take advantage of
there
it.
There you go. Living testimonials always
Absolutely.
Get right to the soul mm-hmm. because you're talking heart to heart.
Absolutely.
So that's,
yes.
That's good to hear, too, because I know that is certainly, it can't be quantified, but it certainly is an important part.
Agreed. Yep.
So let's see. I'm just trying to think anything else that we need to let the listeners know about right now.
Just want to remind them that we're still doing our pie giveaway at Asbury Place at Stedman
yes.
Hill. Come in for a tour up until December 15th, and we will give you a homemade pie just for coming in and learning more about it. And then also, too, just I would ask listeners to visit our website just to see what we do have scheduled throughout the next couple of weeks for the Christmas and holiday spirit.
Okay. Very good. Very good. By the way, we've got to give a shout-out to you and the kitchen staff there. Thank
oh,
you for the cookies.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you for the cookies.
Well, I knew there's no way I was coming back after Thanksgiving without goodness in this bag. So I knew I had to do that.
Well, Alec, you missed out on it. There was a huge pecan pie brought in.
That's okay.
Listen, there's more where that came from.
Okay.
I'll bring one. I promise.
I'm just going to take a tour.
A whole pie for Ellie? I'm going to go
He'll
out
share.
On strike.
Yeah, don't be thinking that
I've
way.
Asked him to share. You don't know Ellie. Anyway.
Now, before you go, you said you wanted to have the phone number to get in touch
yes.
with
her. Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
about
yes,
the foundation.
Absolutely. Again, that Asbury Foundation, if you wanted to do a giving on today, Giving Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
it's 423-830-8502. And, of course, I'm Susie Cloyd, Director of Sales.
That's how you get in touch, and
Thank
that's how you can do it. Thank you so much, Susie. Good
uh-huh.
to see you after Thanksgiving. We'll
All
talk
right.
to you next week.
Thanks.